From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Boston, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Oil spill. Exxon. Those words seem to be from a movie that we've seen before. And this time, the small rural town of Mayflower, Arkansas, is playing an unwelcome leading role. Mobil built the Pegasus pipeline 65 years ago to bring crude north from Port Arthur on the Gulf Coast to a refinery in Illinois. 7 years ago, ExxonMobil won approval from the government to reverse that flow and link up with pipelines owned by Enbridge and the Koch brothers to carry Canadian tar sands crude south. We'll have more on the controversy over the economics and safety of pipelines later in the broadcast. But first, let's go to Mayflower, a little town 20-odd miles north of Little Rock, where the Exxon pipeline ruptured and dumped thousands of gallons of the sticky crude into its creeks and on its lawns. Betsy Naylor is a local resident of this town of 2000 and works in a garden shop. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So now, how long have you lived there in Mayflower?
I'm a lifetime resident. We're seven generations in this community. I'm 57 years old, and I was brought home from the hospital here. I've been here every day since, never lived anywhere else. I have seven sisters and three brothers, and we all live in this one community.
What's the first that you ever heard of this pipeline going through your community?
My husband's people's land that we live on, they've had that over 100 years in the family. And that pipeline came through during his grandfather when he was alive. It runs across the backside of our property. Where it blowed up at was about 500 feet, maybe a little bit more right behind us and off to an angle.
Oh, what does it look like?
It looks like black mud. It's horrible. The smell is horrendous. And now the smell has gone down a lot since they've started cleaning and getting it out of there. But on the days that it's not raining and it gets a little warm, it would almost take your breath away.
When did you first know something had gone wrong?
Well, that afternoon, we heard lots of sirens. And, of course, you know, being a small town, everybody wants to know what all the sirens are about. And then we started getting phone calls. Each people, you know, everybody around, all the neighbors started calling one another and letting them know that they've had a break in the pipeline that runs through the back. So naturally, we went back and looked at our property, and there was nothing back there but the smell.
Imagine so. Now, what has the spill meant for the town of Mayflower so far?
Well, it's pulled us all together, and thank God for the people that are on our city council, our mayor, and our county judge. They're all from this area. They knew where the creeks went and where they come out at and where they were heading toward the lake. And Jimmy Joe Johnson automatically told them, hey, this is going to empty out right over here by the side of the lake if we don't get to it. So in 10 minutes, they were dumping sand and gravel to block it, to keep it from going into Lake Conway.
And that's a big place where you can boat and fish and, I suppose, hunt a little bit,
oh,
too.
Oh, yes. It's a wonderful lake to fish on. There's bass, there's crappie, catfish. There's a lot of bass fishermen go over there.
So how is this for the wildlife there?
They have found a few things. I know they have found some ducks that were covered in oil. They found some turtles. They found an old muskrat and different things like that. But they have got them cleaned up.
So you've probably never been through this before.
Oh, no. We've been through tornadoes. We've been through fires. We've been through a lot of things, but nothing like this right here. We've even had 100-year floods that we had to deal with down on our farm that hasn't been there for over 100 years, and moving equipment and helping neighbors move their cattle and things. But this is something we're not familiar with to know what to do.
Just wondering if this experience has you rethinking all this movement of oil and the risks of pipelines because we are so dependent on oil.
Well, it does make you stop and think, but, you know, we've spoilt ourselves to our vehicles, you know, needing oil, needing the gas, and it's something we're going to have to check into to make it safer. That's what I'm going to leave to my people that I elect into office to take care of. But it's something we're going to have and we have to live with. There is some sacrifices for those, you know, those privileges that we have.
Becky Naylor is a lifetime resident of Mayflower, Arkansas. Thank you so much, Becky.
Thank you. Y'all keep us in your prayers, okay?
We will, and likewise.
Thank you.